What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower. Now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Welcome to Strictly Business, Variety's weekly podcast featuring conversations with industry leaders about the business of media and entertainment. I'm Cynthia Littleton, co-editor-in-chief of Variety. Today, my guests are a collection of people who are knee-deep in shaping and growing the business of the creator economy. On this episode, you'll hear from seven people who I met on June 22nd at VidCon in Anaheim, California. VidCon is one of the largest mainstream social media fan conventions. It was started by John Green and Hank Green, two titans of the realm. It has been owned by Paramount Global since 2018. I went into this year's convention with the goal of connecting with street-level entrepreneurs who are focused on making a living in the world of social media. I scouted out a mix of companies who are active on the floor of the Anaheim Convention Center. But these were all cold calls. Nothing was planned in advance. And I got very lucky. The seven people who came to my microphone were uniformly good representatives for their ventures. They were passionate about their hustle. Talking to Nathan, Umberto, Annette, Echo, and others about where they're finding opportunity says a lot about how influencers and creators are actually banking income. The companies represented are involved in distribution, technology and visual effects, e-commerce, marketing and promotion, and matchmaking between brands and influencers. Now I'll let my seven guests introduce themselves and their companies.
My name is Humberto Farias, and the company name is Fan Hero. We provide the technology for brands and creators to capture, upload, manage, distribute, and monetize video content.
My name is Jeff Ruby. The company name is StreamYard. StreamYard is going to allow you to have the highest quality video, stable, as well as easy to use interface to quickly stream to all platforms and gain higher engagement.
My name is Echo, and our product is called Fizmoji Keyboard. Our product is a super cool keyboard app.
My name is Mike Diaz. Mogul Moves is a company that was started by a content creator named Ludwig, who started it to make merch for himself and a small group of his friends.
My name is Annette Lapham, and I work with DeepMotion. We are an AI technology company, and we specialize in doing AI motion capture.
Matt Gray, I'm with IZEA. I'm our AVP of marketing. IZEA is one of the first in the influencer marketing space. We've been doing this for 17 years. And so we match brands with influential creators.
My name is Nathan, and I'm the growth marketing manager for MyShop. MyShop is a company under DHgate that allows any content creators to create sort of like a storefront. Anyone can build a store and make it like a personalized extension of their brand. Select favorite products that they enjoy, or accept like recommendations from our technology.
You don't want to miss the discussion about how the creator economy works and where it's going. That's all coming up after the break.
AI might be the most important new computer technology ever. It's storming every industry, and literally billions of dollars are being invested. So buckle up. The problem is that AI needs a lot of speed and processing power. So how do you compete without costs spiraling out of control? It's time to upgrade to the next generation of the cloud. Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI. OCI is a single platform for your infrastructure, database, application development, and AI needs. OCI has 4 to 8 times the bandwidth of other clouds, offers one consistent price instead of variable regional pricing, and of course, nobody does data better than Oracle. So now you can train your AI models at twice the speed and less than half the cost of other clouds. If you want to do more and spend less like Uber, 8x8, and Databricks Mosaic, take a free test drive of OCI at oracle.com/strategic. That's oracle.com/strategic. Oracle.com/strategic.
Picasso knows your vacation home is your best home. It's the place that brings family and friends together. It's where you're the best version of yourself. Picasso makes it easy to co-own a luxury vacation home in amazing locations. Listings start at $200,000 for 1/8 ownership. Picasso does the hard parts for you. Luxury furnishings, maintenance, billing, scheduling, and more. With a home management team that provides support before, during, and after your stay so you can focus on the relaxing, hosting, and making memories with family and friends. And you can resell on Picasso's marketplace anytime, historically for a 10% gain. With Picasso, you can stop saying someday and start building family traditions today in a vacation home you own and revisit time after time. Visit Picasso.com today to see thousands of luxury vacation home listings. That's PACASO.com.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
And we're back with more from Foot Soldiers of the Creator Economy. Anyone who spends a day on their feet at a conference hawking products has to master the 60-second pitch. As each of my 7 interviewees explained how their companies functioned, I learned more about how the creator economy works.
The key to what we offer is we put the creator at the center of everything they do. So instead of working for a platform such as YouTube and or TikTok, with FanHero, the creator is at the center. So the platform is theirs, the data is theirs, and they are primarily in full control over how they monetize. So they have a seat at the table and say, I want to monetize by selling content, or through advertisement, or by doing live events, right? And I also own the data in connection to every visitor and member in my platform. So in a way, they become their own publishers.
You can turn on your phone, your tablet, your camera, and go live, whether that's live, pre-recorded, or semi-live. Put it into the StreamYard platform, add overlays, bottom thirds, and by the click of one button, be out to multiple platforms all at the same time. It's a free platform as well, and then there's a couple different levels of self-serve plans, which allow for different features such as multi-cameras, multi-destinations, and then there's all the way into like an enterprise program that the likes of a Variety or someone would buy for their creators, their marketing departments, content creators.
Actually, we see ourselves as a content creation keyboard.
Oh.
It's not just we provide our users with a bunch of text art, fonts, all kinds of stuff. We want to encourage our users to express themselves by creating all kinds of keyboard contents. They can DIY their keyboard theme. They can also DIY their text art. And we are going to have more DIY functions to have our users to express themselves via our app.
Well, if you think about motion capture, you think about suits, dots on your faces, really expensive hardware, right? And that's not affordable or accessible to like most creators. And so we all ended up using our technology to create this service based entirely in a web browser. You upload a video, a 2D video, any video, no hardware, anything required, and it turns it into a 3D animation for you.
There's a couple ways people do that. They either work with us on managed services, we'll take care of the campaigns from start to finish, or over the years we've built out the platforms and software to help us do that. We give access to the brands to be able to do that themselves through our platforms and the network that we've built. Our izea.com, our marketplace, you can have, you know, as few as 500 followers to be able to get a profile and find brands. Because a lot of brands do want to work with micro, nano influencers because they have those loyal followings, people that are really engaged. And if you get enough of those at scale, you can get the same amount you would at a larger following. So brands that want to use our software, there's a subscription fee to be able to work with the influencers. On the managed services side, where we do it for them, it's a program where we charge for the campaign and pay out the influencers, and so you know that's where money's made on that part.
Thank you. Thanks for DHgate. We have like 34 million listings available for creators to choose from.
Oh my God.
And it goes anywhere from health, fitness, fashion, accessories are the biggest ones, but sometimes it's like kitchen hacks, home decor. I mean, I can go on and on for hours, but yeah, those are the main ones, I would say.
Yeah, so we have a couple of events. Last year we did chess boxing, which was an event that was here in LA in December, and then we have a lot of events lined up for this year. I'm not really sure if we can say everything we're doing. We have a Super Smash Brothers tournament that's happening next month. We have another chess boxing event. I think we have various events.
Please explain chess boxing.
So chess boxing is a sport, very niche. You play 1 minute of chess, and then you do 1 minute rounds of boxing until the opponent is either checkmated in the minute, in that time frame, or knocked out during the boxing portion. So you have to be good at both chess and boxing to play the sport. This white and black hoodies, those are the chess boxing hoodies. They come with metal chains instead of the drawstrings.
Yeah.
With both have little boxing charms on the bottom.
Edge of each.
Yeah, for the boxing hoodie, and then for the chess hoodie, it has little chess pieces on the ends. That's probably our most successful item and one of my favorites.
So my next question is, what are the driving forces in the marketplace that guide your strategy? We'll hear from Nathan of MyShop, Annette of DeepMotion, Umberto of FanHero, and Mike of Mogul Moves.
So this is what we call like social commerce. And right now, the three main problems is like the link sharing is an organizational nightmare. The payments, usually every platform pays the same and it's kind of hard. And also the art of choosing the next product you're going to talk about. It's usually a guesswork. We want to help you. We have like AI technology that will like analyze content from platforms in Asia, from TikTok, etc. And we give you recommended trends depending on your niche. So like if you're a makeup creator, we'll give you some makeup tools that are viral in Asia or viral other regions of the world that you should maybe consider, check out, and make content about.
So we're actually zeroing in on about 1 million people right now having signed up. Yeah. So we've been around for about 4 years now. It was actually a product that was developed from COVID, because of COVID realities. And we had to really pivot our technology and our business model in order to really address a kind of hurting segment of users who couldn't go to the studios, who didn't have access to this type of technology during that time period. And so it's really evolved since then.
We can see the shift in the market, right? We work with a lot of traditional media companies who are actually evolving into be more sort of gravitating more towards the creator economy. So first, it just makes a ton of sense. And we just absolutely notice and realize that there's significant demand out there for this.
It's all mostly the intuition out of Ludwig. A lot of stuff that we do is guided by things he's personally interested in. And I think that mixed with whatever sense of business he has, I mean, I'm not in his brain, but he seems to have done really well for himself.
What do you think it takes to be competitive in your specific sector? That was another thing I wanted to know. We'll hear from Jeff of StreamYard, Mike of Mogul Moves, and Annette of DeepMotion.
I think it is tightening a bit, but I think
the likes of StreamYard, some of these other platforms that allow, because we're not competing with the YouTubes and the Twitches of the world. It's you're using our platform, so it looks more professional when you're producing your content to put on those platforms. Right. So I think it's a differentiator, right? I could be in my basement with a phone, or I could be having very high quality video with my branding, call to actions, brand deals, things like that.
Recently, we started branching out into event production, and we've been kind of leaning more into that. And that is most of pretty much what we do. And then we've kind of branched out into other companies. There's another, like more like a bigger arm to the production side of things, which is what we've been leaning into, called Off Brand. And yes.
Wow. You're sort of answering my question. It seems like you started in one area, but found opportunity in another.
Yeah, so we were thinking about the idea of like adding on more clients, what that looked like, and I think we ultimately decided that like the scale up to have a company that's profitable, that like is just making merch for other people, is only really like profitable in a meaningful way at a very high number, which is what we didn't want to do. So this is more of like we make kind of like more boutique-esque, like cut and sew items for a small number of creators. Now that's like, so that's that what we do.
So up until this point, we've been working primarily with game developers and indie developers, so we have video game production. And so we decided to bring our technology to content creators. We thought that it was very impactful to be able to enable people to really enter a digital world, create digital content, turn people into digital characters, and be able to create impactful content.
What is it about your software, your technology, that is, what's the selling point of your technology?
The selling point of our technology is easy access to 3D animation. You don't have to be an animator. You don't have to be a professional. Anybody with any type of experience level can easily create 3D animations and enter digital worlds, whether it be Roblox, Fortnite, or anything in VR. Both of our users currently are still indie developers and game developers. This is a new group that we are trying to talk to right now. We actually recently just developed a really accessible mobile application, or a mobile experience rather, so that content creators can easily use it, and they don't have to go through a lot of red tape in order to get access to this type of technology.
How do individual creators manage to build meaningful audience in a sea of options? This is something I've wondered about. Jeff of StreamYard, Matt of IZEA, and Nathan of MyShop weigh in.
I think it's better to find the platform that matches your audience, right? So if I'm putting out content about sales, right, I probably want to be on LinkedIn doing that, right? If I'm putting things out about gaming, Twitch is a big one, right? So I think there's something to be said about finding your niche versus kind of the peanut butter spread across everything. I think it's nice that the platform allows you to go to multiple at once, but personally, I think you should be putting out content based on what platform you're looking to stream to.
A lot of creators, they do have like their core place where they are and where their audience is, whether that's Twitch, Instagram. A lot of times it becomes a value add, or it's just an additional part. Like, well, I also have a pretty big following on Twitter. Okay, let's do some posts there. But when we look at the campaigns, we know where the audiences are and go to that creator because they're there. They have that audience there, so that the content's authentic, because that's what they're creating and where they are, and it all comes together.
So either it's digital marketing, like we reach out to creators, like a lot of creators have their emails in their bios, or we can just direct message them on Instagram. We also work with agencies that are connected to creators that introduce us. And we have creators that heard about their creator friend working with MyShop, and they sometimes come to us. They want to give it a try, or they want to work on an event with us or a product with us. So yeah, it depends.
Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with more from VidCon 2023.
Picasso knows your vacation home is your best home. It's the place that brings family and friends together. It's where you're the best version of yourself. Picasso makes it easy to co-own a luxury vacation home in amazing locations. Listings start at $200K for 1/8 ownership. Picasso does the hard parts for you. Luxury furnishings, maintenance, billings, scheduling, and more, with a home management team that provides support before, during, and after your stay so you can focus on the relaxing, hosting, and making memories with family and friends. And you can resell on Picasso's marketplace anytime, historically for a 10% gain. With Picasso, you can stop saying someday and start building family traditions today in a vacation home you own and revisit time after time. Visit Picasso.com today to see thousands of luxury vacation home listings. That's PACASO.com.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
As the number one audio company, iHeartMedia gives you access to all. Every audience, live conversations, trusted influencers, and the insights and data you need to grow. iHeartMedia is your access company. Go to iHeartResults.com for more.
And we're back with more on how the creator economy works from foot soldiers in the trenches at VidCon 2023. You work in a sector defined by relentless technological change. How much does that drive opportunities for your business? Umberto of FanHero, Jeff of StreamYard, and Echo of Facemoji Keyboard consider the question.
So I think that one of the key aspects of this is just the ease of publishing content and making it available and monetizing. So we've seen some amazing success stories. We have creators now making as much as 8 figures a month through the platform, and they started as a one-man woman shop and they continued and persevered and eventually became like almost like a media empire, right?
Because it's so easy, we all have phones in our pockets or in front of a computer, you can really go a lot of different ways with it. We're seeing big businesses look into the creator economy a lot more than we had in the last couple of years. So it's not just the likes of someone in their room streaming a video game. It's the likes of big companies understanding of how can we create content that's very high quality, high engagement to put out our brand in their case. I think it's already big within the consumer space. It's very well known. I think that the next move is to how do we put this in the hands of marketers and content creators at larger companies?
We are a global app. We have a lot of different users from different places around the world. But in the United States, we are beginning to grow our user base right now. We hope we can see a big user growth in the future. Uh-huh. We want to communicate more with our audience, target audience, and we want to know what they want from keyboard, what they want from their apps.
This is all so interesting, but at the end of the week, or a quarter, or tax year, can you really make a living as an influencer or a creator? Nathan of My Shop gives me a straight answer.
I wouldn't say you can make a living, even though you're like a small creator. I don't want to sell a dream where it's not. Our community is, it goes anywhere from established creators making a good percentage of their earnings from My Shop to the college students who makes a little bit of money or who's trying to build a resume. Like we have a lot of business school students that are trying to learn how to sell, how to talk about a product on a video or on a live stream. So really, it's everyone is welcome. But our current community is very a vast array of profiles, going from like the teenage college students to creators in their 40s, 50s. It's a very wide spectrum.
There's no going to VidCon in 2023 without hearing those two little letters on everyone's lips, AI. Here's our legally obligated section on the rise of generative AI with Echo of Facemoji Keyboard and Annette of DeepMotion.
Customization is one of our main feature, and one feature that attracts a lot of users for us. But also, I think fonts, text art are also the features that attracts users most. Uh-huh. And recently, we are going to have our AI features. You can use our app to write your captions, write your bios, even your emails via our app.
even recently, we know there's been a lot of talk about generative AI technologies. We see it as a tool. People can use it as a tool. Even animators, we work directly with animators, and they use it as a tool to really cut out a lot of that hard work. They can now focus on the elements of their craft that can involve like polishing and make things really, you know, refined. But to your other question as to where we're going, generative AI, we're about to announce a new product of ours, generative AI animation. And so we're, you know, we think about how easy it would be to do just input text alone and create animation. That's kind of the direction where we're going. So we'll be excited to talk more about that in about a month or so.
Let's go back to the human element. What was the spark that led to the launch of your company? Here's Mike of Mogul Moves, Annette of Deep Motion, Umberto of Fan Hero, and Matt of IZEA.
I'm one of the first employees of the company. When Ludwig had started, I was shipping his merch out of his garage. So seeing the growth it's had now is, yeah, it's pretty pretty surprising.
Who owns it? Actually, it was founded by Kevin Hee. He is a brilliant engineer. He came from places like Blizzard, Roblox, and yeah, he founded the company back in 2014, and it's been developing ever since.
And what's the size of it in terms of like staff right now?
We have about 15 people, and it's a global company. So headquarters are in the Bay Area, but we have team across in, you know, Poland and China and the EU.
So I come from the software industry, and I owned a software agency before, and we started to have a lot of creators coming to us asking us to build their own platforms because they wanted to be in charge, they wanted to be in control, and they wanted to set the rules. So that happened once, twice, and three times, and then we eventually said, all right, it's time that we put this together and build our own because there's a lot of demand for this. So we put this company together around 5 or 6 years ago, and it became what it is today.
What did the folks behind IZEA see 17 years ago?
Yeah, they just saw the opportunity of these people that were building audiences in a new era. And at that point, well, the original company was called Paper Post and was focused on bloggers. And it was a really different time. It was basically at a time where bloggers were coming out. It was the future of journalism is what people were looking at, like citizen journalists. So the idea of bringing money into the space.
Everybody's coming for my job.
Right? You know, the idea of paying bloggers to write about product really shook people.
Yeah.
And there was we had to go overcome that. And I think we see that even with like today with AI, where it's really shaking people up. But it's like, no, if you use it right and what it could be and how it can help and like where it's going, you know? And so that's sort of like where it all started for IZEA. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But obviously, there weren't any of the social networks at that time. We stay agnostic to the platforms. It's really just about the core creators and wherever they are and wherever their audiences are, we'll go and be a part of it.
Matt's experience going back those many years to 2006 offers good perspective. He also made a strong point to me that I think is a good one to close on. It's a reminder that while the creator economy is very different from mainstream entertainment, at its core, it's not so different. It's a business of hits, and it's a business of fans.
Well, I think being at VidCon, this is my first time being here, and just seeing the like genuine love that the fans have for the creators, they feel like they know them, and you see that people lining up to meet them, and it makes it real in the sense of like this is what's happening online every single day, and we get to see it in person, and just how these connections and how powerful that is, and what a draw that is, and how important these creators are to the people that follow them, and seeing that it just makes influencer marketing make complete sense to be able to tap into that, and like I said, champion the creators. That's what we're all about. So if we're able to get a creator to do what they do for a living and make money at it, then it's a great thing.
Thanks for listening. Be sure to leave us a review at Apple Podcasts and Amazon Music. We love to hear from listeners. please go to Variety.com and sign up for the free weekly Strictly Business newsletter. We're taking a break for the 4th of July holiday next week, but we'll be back July 12th with another episode of Strictly Business.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
The world is full of magic and wonder, if you know where to look. And I'm obsessed with looking for it. I'm Simon Sinek, and I host a podcast called A Bit of Optimism. Each week, I have a short conversation with someone who inspires me or teaches me something about life, leadership, and other curious things. I hope you'll join me on the journey. Listen to A Bit of Optimism on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My name is Ariel. I moved to the U.S. at 19. I spoke no English and I struggled finding job opportunities. Everything I have, I owe to the Adult Literacy Center and getting my high school diploma at age 22.
It was an honor helping you achieve your greatness. Now you're helping others achieve theirs. It inspires me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Find free and supportive adult education centers near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.